Researchers on the Great Barrier Reef are freezing coral sperm to stop some of the animal species from becoming extinct. They've set up the sperm bank so in years to come they can re-sow coral spawn back into the damaged reef. Alison Horne reports from Townsville.
Dr. Rebecca Spindler from the Taronga Zoo has joined with researchers from across the globe to embark on a bold plan to stop coral species from becoming extinct. They're creating a coral sperm bank using human fertility techniques to cryopreserve the reef. Dr. Mary Hagedorn from the Smithsonian Institute trialled the process in Hawaii.
I had been developing this technology in the United States and had successfully cryopreserved coral sperm and embryonic cells there. But we thought that we could now start to actively apply this in terms of conservation in Australia and have an impact on the Great Barrier Reef.
Throughout the last fortnight, the researchers have collected billions of coral sperm during the annual spawning season. The sperm has been cryogenically frozen using liquid nitrogen.
We put them into cryotubes and then we float them on a little sort of lake of liquid nitrogen that freezes them at about 20 degrees per minute down to minus 196, and then we immerse them in liquid nitrogen and then put them in a dry shipper.
The coral gene bank will be stored at the Western Plains Zoo in outback New South Wales under the watch of Dr. Spindler.
We fell in love with the coral work straight away, and I think then what we were able to provide was a really consistent, very good and secure way of keeping that coral forever.
Some of the sperm will stay there for hundreds, perhaps even thousands of years. Other sperm is already being used to help fertilise new coral and replenish the reef.
The traditional idea of a gene bank is that you store cells down and you keep them forever unless some really catastrophic thing happens out in the wild. That's not what we want for this bank at all. We could potentially reseed that reef and make the entire system more resilient to the bigger changes coming down the pike.
Dr. Rebecca Spindler from the Taronga Zoo, ending that report by Alison Horne.